This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, May 30th. God's word to you today is word and deed. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 33, verses 6 and 9, and it says, "The Lord merely spoke, and the heavens were created. He breathed the word, and all the stars were born. For when he spoke, the world began. It appeared at his command." Hebrews 4 verse 12 from the Amplified Classic Version says, "For the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating into the dividing line of the breath of life, soul, and the immortal spirit, and of joints and marrow, of the deepest parts of our human nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart." The Word of God has everything in it to bring it to pass. Once spoken, it goes out and executes what has been spoken. In John 9 verse 7, all Jesus needed to say was "go," and that word opened the eyes of a blind man. In John 11 verse 43, Jesus said, "Lazarus, come forth," and that word brought Lazarus out of the grave. The Bible says that he that was dead came back to life. Every word that was spoken to you will come to pass. I have heard it said a couple of times, and I think I agree that if all Jesus said when he stood by the graveside was, "Come forth," everybody that had been buried in that graveyard would come out. Everybody. Think about it. Word and deed. So Jesus had to choose his words carefully. "Lazarus, come forth." Begin to experience and to relate to God and his word, not according to the English meaning word, but according to the Hebrew meaning, dabar. When we see and receive God's word, dabar, we do not struggle to believe it or try to make it work by ourselves, because sometimes that is what we do. We get God's word and say, "I believe it, I confess it, I receive it." It is good to confess, believe, and receive God's word until the word actually becomes flesh. But when the word becomes flesh, dabar, it is both word and deed. This is the concept that was rooted in the wisdom books on which Jesus was presented by John. That the word is life, this word creates. This word is both word and deed. Psalm 33 verse 6 says, "The Lord merely spoke and the heavens were created. He breathed the word and all the stars were born." Psalm 107 verse 20 says, "He sent out his word and healed them, snatching them from the door of death." God will send his word to you, heal you, and snatch you from every form of death in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. This is so powerful. If only we understand the word of God, dabar. In some circles, when they read the word of God, they stand on their feet. God's word actually deserves that level of alertness and much more. Psalm 148 verse 5 to 8 says, "Let every created thing give praise to the Lord, for he issued his command and they came into being. He set them in place forever and ever. His decree will never be revoked. Praise the Lord from the earth, you creatures of the ocean depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, wind and weather that obey him." Every time you interact with God's word concerning your situation, do not just interact with the word as information, as fact. This is what God said. Interact with it as what he said, and it is done. This is what God has said concerning me, and it is done. Dabar, word and deed. Let us pray. I decree that every word you have spoken over me is done. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.